So this is a table from Cattell. And what he's done is he's listed a bunch of metals and decided what the valences of these metals, how many valence electrons they have, and from the valence electrons calculated the electron density. So you know the atomic density from X-ray diffraction, and not all of the electrons will turn out to be the free electrons, only the valence electrons. And so this gives this parameter electron density that we can use in the free electron model. And then from this, he's calculated the Fermi wave vector, which turns out to be here 10 to the 8th inverse centimeters. And that's significant because this will be 10 to the 10 inverse meters. And these are waves. And if the waves reach the Brillouin zone boundary, they're going to diffract. And the electrons here will have a wavelength that's going to diffract off the crystal because the Ewald sphere is big enough to include the diffraction points. So later on, we'll see that these electron waves are going to diffract from the crystal. And then the Fermi velocity is calculated, and it turns out to be 10 to the 8th centimeters per second, which is 1/100th of the speed of light. So these the valence electrons are moving very fast. They're much faster than you would have expected if they just had a velocity that was determined by the thermal energies. So classically, you would say that electrons at a certain temperature would have a kinetic energy equal to, this is equipartition theorem. If it was a gas, you would say they should have a velocity that just is related to the temperature like this. But their velocity of the valence electrons is much higher. And this will have consequences for their diffusion. They diffuse quicker because they're going so fast. All right, and this is the Fermi energy. And the Fermi energy turns out to be a few electron volts. So like bonds in molecules turned out, the strong bonds turned out to be a few electron volts, the Fermi energy's value turns out to be a few electron volts. And when you calculate the corresponding Fermi temperature, it's 10 to the 4, or some of them are up at 10 to the 5th. So 10,000 degrees or 100,000 degrees. So the Fermi temperature is way above the melting point of the metals. And all that's saying is that at room temperature, this Fermi energy is a much bigger energy than the thermal energy's KBT. So the Fermi energy is electron volts, and thermal energies at room temperatures are 25 millielectron volts. And the consequence of this is that only the states that are a few millielectron volts or tens of millielectron volts from the Fermi surface will play much of a role in the properties of a metal.